The 4-3 St. Louis Rams take the field first against a Vikings defense giving up 17.5 points per game, second best in the NFL.
But what it's going to come down to is the big fellas in the trenches. That's where all the dancing is going to happen. Boys, and I like that kind of party because Purple Nation, we're going to dance all day long.
Hey, there's a lot on the line in this one right here. Granted, it's only week 9.
Todd Gurley of the Rams, their rookie sensation running back, Adrian Peterson, the guy that Gurley's been compared to the most.
Loaded on the right side of the line, and it's Peterson. He'll dance his way untouched to the end zone. Boy, they've loaded up on that right side. Nobody so much as put a breath on Peterson.
Which just escorts Adrian Peterson into the end zone.
Handoff, Gurley leaps for the end zone. He smashed at the one. Second effort gets him into the end zone. Touchdown, Rams. Todd Gurley.
Hey, let's settle down and go play now, huh? Let's settle down and go play, all right? Let's go to work. Come on, babe.
Hey, sacked by Linval Joseph. Linval Joseph knocks Foles back 9 yards.
Linval Joseph is absolutely owning the middle of this field.
He's playing at a Pro Bowl level. Tony, he's taking on double teams, single blocks, whatever, and he's eating them up. And he's not just taking them on, he's making plays.
3rd and 8, takes the snap. Here comes Everson Griffin, and Foles threw it away.
Yeah! Grounding! It's grounding!
There we go. Intentional grounding on the St. Louis Rams.
That's an outstanding tackle by Anthony Barr. This team is a sure tackling club.
I mean, we see it play after play after play.
Let's go to work, huh? Let's go to work!
I think Mike Zimmer came out after the half with a concerted idea of, look, you can run all the misdirection you want, but I'm going to attack on every play now.
But it cannot be denied. This Minnesota defense has been more than geared up.
You're Minnesota, you've got to think touchdown. Not many people have done that against the Rams this year. They are the kings of making you kick field goals.
Bridgewater shotgun, takes the snap, back to pass, steps up, runs up the middle, into the end zone, touchdown, Teddy! And he went in untouched, and he runs the Vikings to a 16-15 lead. Play action goes to Adrian. Teddy sprints out to the right. He's running to the 5. Teddy to the end zone for the 2. Teddy for 2. And it's 18-15.
Slide, and Mike Zimmer is hot, and you can't blame him. He is really hot, and you know what? You can't blame him. This is a dirty play.
And Greg Coleman, we're going to have to win this one with John Hill, aren't we?
Yeah, the official word from the Viking staff is Teddy Bridgewater is out with a concussion.
Well, this is all about 28 on this drive. I mean, if there is a man that says get on my back, especially after his quarterback is knocked out of the game on a dirty play, it is Adrian Peterson.
13-yard run by Adrian Peterson, the best running back in this game.
2-8 is trying to single-handedly take over this game, and I think the Rams right now, Paul, are going to send the kitchen sink to stop number 28.
And they're going to get the ball back with another potential shot for Greg Zuerlein.
Nervous time in Minneapolis. The Vikings lead by 3.
Zuerlein to tie it. Snap, hold, hammered, and it is good to tie the game at 18.
Yeah, we want to take the win.
So if we win,
we want to kick that way.
They took the win,
Minnesota's
guys.
Minnesota's won the toss. Elected to defend this goal. It will kick off to St. Louis.
How about that?
Wow. You don't see that very often.
Now the Vikings won the toss to start overtime and defer. They opted to take the side of the field heading to the east with that 16 to 25 mile per hour wind at the back of Blair Walsh, who, boom, kicks it out of the end zone.
Now it's time to dig deep. I mean, you're looking at this defense. And you're seeing a lot of guys you haven't seen much of. Trey Waynes, Brandon Watts, Chad Greenway in on base. I mean, there's some new faces out there. It's time to buck up.
Here we go. First and 10. Handoff Todd Gurley. Tries the right side. Sees nothing. And he's run down by Harrison Smith, but Gurley eludes it. And he's running the wrong way. It's a loss of 6 yards by the overzealous rookie.
That play's going nowhere. And again, beautifully defended by the captain.
And this is exactly why Mike Zimmer chose to defend with the win. He had confidence in his defense, and the way he's called this game, I don't expect him to sit back here.
Third and 16, takes the snap, Foles, five-step drop, fade to the right, overshot Stedman Bailey.
Awesome job by the Viking defense. You know, this is when a head coach like Zimmer could turn around to his guys and say, listen, I'm putting you guys on the field first. Do what you're paid to do. And they actually made the Rams go backwards. Now, as I look at Marcus Sherrill standing somewhere near the 50, all we need is possession of this one, Paul, and we're in good shape.
And here comes Walsh to try and win it for a second consecutive weekend.
It's a 40-yard drive left hash to make the Rams 4-4 and kick the Vikings to 6-2 and an undefeated record at home. Snap, spot, right-footed Walsh, kick is up, and it is good! The Vikings have walked off winners and have won 4 consecutive games.
And these Vikings all of a sudden are 6-2. And Walsh celebrating back-to-back wins.
They're undefeated at home, and at the season's midway point, your Minnesota Vikings are 6-2.
We got to get back in. We got to get back to work. We got to make sure we take care of the bumps and bruises. We had some guys beat up a little bit today, okay? And we had a bunch of other guys come in and step in and play. And Blair, that a baby. Hey, I love this team, fellas.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. One, two, three, bye.